Good. So first of all, thank you all for not only for being here now ahead of the retreat and arrival, but thank you all for all the work that has gone into this. And just a reminder that I think struck me last year that no matter what happens, you've given everything that you can give to our Lord. You maybe fell short in places, just like any human being, but He's going to do with it what He wants to do. He just wants your five loaves and two fishes. Don't worry about missing some detail or forgetting about who was supposed to put the flowers on the tables, or we put the white tablecloths and it's supposed to be the red tablecloths, like, and we didn't have any peanut butter M&Ms. Just gonna say, I don't know how that happened. Cheez-Its, fair enough. Okay, so all these little things, let them go, because our Lord is receiving your offering the way it is. Do the best you can, especially when you give your witness, those who are called to do that. It's gonna be what it is, and it's gonna be as good as He needs it to be, and don't think twice. I want to share with you all just a couple of thoughts. We could touch on the gospel. We could touch on St. Thomas More. Again, hashtag Man for All Seasons. Fantastic play and movie written by an atheist who was so inspired by the life of Thomas More and the conviction of that lawyer slash politician that he wrote that play, and the movie is dedicated to it. Now, it's not the Avengers. It's, you know, it's a 1966 film, but anyway, it's worth the watch. You just might need to put subtitles to make sure you can follow the script, because we're not good at that attention span. So, and nowadays I watch movies with subtitles, not because I can't hear, but because it's a lot of words. But I want to share with you guys, I thought it was appropriate what St. Paul says, especially for you all here now and the ladies coming on the retreat. Please put up with me, for I am jealous of you with the jealousy of God, since I betrothed you to one husband, to present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I'm afraid that, as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts may be corrupted from a sincere and pure commitment to Christ. You know, of all the ways that people, and Jesus himself, described the kingdom of heaven, the relationship that God wants to have with us, you think of the image of the good shepherd going out after the lost sheep, you think of the father of the prodigal son, the father to his children. You think of the fishermen and collecting all the fish and separating them at the end, the harvest and the plants. And suddenly you get these, I don't know, I think it's much more powerful. An image not only of a father or a parent to a child, but of a spouse to his beloved. I betrothed you to Christ as to your one bridegroom. Sometimes we struggle to get our mind around that. I mean, you guys have it easy. Men can't get this. But ladies, I hope you get this. Like, that you really do fit that image. That our Lord calls you to have an intimate relationship with Him, body and soul, your whole self, dedicated to following Him, dedicated to His heart. And the intimacy He wants to have when you're dealing with your little one, and Ashley's explaining to Chandler all the ways that she loves her, and Chandler's like, I mean, this is so nice, Mom. Can I go play video games now? Because you're boring me. Okay, your children can only understand so much. The parent-child image only works so well. Actually, this is more like St. Paul talking to a bunch of 21-year-olds. Please put up with me for a little while. Just listen to me. You think I say all this because I do not love you? God knows I love you, stupid 21-year-old. But at the same time, it's a spousal love. It's a bridegroom to his bride. In St. Paul, the church betrothed each one of us to our Lord. Think of the way you describe baptism. It often is called the new birth, right? Even Jesus said, born again. At the same time, it's that union. The two, Jesus and me, became one flesh. The Spirit of God, God's own soul, as He breathed, just like a kiss of life into my soul. And the two became one. Sin, in that image, is not just disobeying your father, it's adultery. You were committed to one bridegroom, and you chose someone else. In the way you used your gifts, your desires, your heart, your mind, you filled it with someone else. You longed for someone else. You let something else come higher in your heart than him whom you're supposed to love with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's actually why the Old Testament would often compare the love of the Father for the Jewish people as struggling with a prostitute wife. But it's an invitation to a deeper intimacy. We say at the Mass, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. It's an English thing, because the actual quote in the Bible says, blessed are those called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. That's from the book of Revelation. It's a wedding feast, the Mass, Holy Communion. I'm not on an echo theology of the body retreat, but can I go PG-13 a little bit? Holy Communion, okay? It's renewing your wedding commitment. It's when you and your spouse come together to renew that utter gift of self. This is my body given up for you. This is my soul wanting to be one with you. Now, your husbands mess it up. Don't worry. I know that. They do. It's okay. But Jesus doesn't mess it up. And Holy Communion is that moment of intimacy, if we understand what the gift is. Jesus would say, kind of understanding they would not get it for a while, if you knew the gift of God. Do you see what I've done for you? St. Paul gives us that image too of like, who are you and I, we the church? St. Paul. First, someone else had betrothed him to Christ, right? Because he received the faith from others. But then he understood it so well, and he showed us the way. In turn, we go and invite others and betroth them to Christ. The church, yes, she's mother to us. If God is Father, the church is mother. But she's also best man that escorts the bride to her beloved. I betrothed you to Christ. That's what the church is trying to do. And yes, so often the world says, oh, the church, she just wants to make people's lives miserable with her rules and regulations. You think I do all this because I do not love you? God knows, says the church, that I love you. You're getting ready to welcome the women on this retreat. Perhaps invite St. Paul into your heart to give you that burning desire to lead them to know the love of the bridegroom a little more, to betroth them a little more to him, to help them experience the renewal of that marital commitment that he made to their baptism, to renew it in Holy Communion. To allow their hearts to beat a little more, realizing how much the bridegroom thinks so fondly of them. God says, I delight in you, my beloved. You are not the sum of your sins and failures, but the sum of the bridegroom's love for you. That's a lot of love. We ask the Holy Spirit also to remove any obstacle that stands in the way of our own experience of that devout and devoted love of the Lord, and also to help them remove any obstacles that stand in the way. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph,
pray for us.